and Hillary could not win this fight. And look at you, you're just Hillary Light.
And now, coming to the mic, she may look like a old school mom, but that's only because she is. Make some noise for Elizabeth Warren.
Yeah, that's right, Bernie. I got a plan. It starts with not being an old white man. You say you're fighting for the middle class, but this old broad is gonna kick your ass.
Who won? You decide.
I put her chance of winning at 1%.
Yeah, that's the same chance of you combing your hair.
Oh, they got a big debate tonight.
There's a debate.
How many are left?
There you go.
Six. Oh, there you go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
And
six of them qualified for the debate, put it that way, because that Bloomberg's still in it.
Bloomberg's doing his own thing.
Yeah, correct.
He has spent $200 million.
So far, he says he's going to spend $1 billion.
Yeah, for what? I mean, if you're really interested in helping people, instead of wasting that money on political ads, why not, you know, set up a foundation?
There's your candidates. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 12. There's still 12
There's
of 12, them.
12, but 6 qualified for tonight's.
Yeah. Only 6 qualified for tonight's debate.
You had to have what percent?
I don't know.
It's a real low threshold.
And only 6 of them qualified.
If half the voters can spell your name, you're in. You're
and I think some of those 6 only got in by like the, you know, the hair of their chin sort of thing. Just.
Well, the last debate really electrified America. 6 million people watched it.
Well, the primaries are what? Are there...
And they've been going down each debate. That's the funny part.
It's not tonight. Is it next week? Is it next Tuesday, the first?
The primary, we're within 2 weeks of...
So
it would be 2 weeks from today, I think.
Yeah, it's Tuesday.
In Iowa.
Is it Super Tuesday? It's not Super Tuesday.
In Iowa.
Well.
No, it's not Super Tuesday. Super Tuesday is at... Big deal one in...
Yeah, because there's like seven or eight states. Yeah.
That's Super Tuesday. That's in March.
Yeah.
And that's the one that Bloomberg is supposedly investing all his money to win. But man.
So it's Iowa first, and then New Hampshire and South Carolina are always early, right?
Let's not forget New Hampshire.
Pepperidge Farm remembers.
804.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. Truckers, listen up. Would you like to be home every weekend and 2 nights during the week? Then you need to get in contact with Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest. Family-owned, family-operated. Wiley Sanders cares about you and your family. Wiley Sanders Trucking. Call him today.
You are very astute. You mentioned that mist last time you were outside,
yes.
Correct? Is that the word you used?
Yeah, I mean, very noticeable mist.
Guess what? The airport is reporting 1 mile visibility in mist right now.
Okay, so then can I start my own I missed it news department? Dad joke alert.
Periods of showers and thunderstorms today. I am looking at the radar. We've been watching all morning long. When our show started, this massive rain was beyond Birmingham, Tuscaloosa. It's now the leading edge has reached Clanton, Selma, Demopolis, and then it's sinking southward.
Oh, wow.
It's going to be a very wet day. Periods of showers and thunderstorms, locally heavy downpours. A couple of storms could be on the strong side. We are in a marginal severe weather risk today. Spring-like warmth with a high today in the mid-70s, low tonight in the mid-60s. It's just like another day in April, folks, only it's not April. It's the heart of winter. Upper 70s tomorrow, scattered showers and thunderstorms on Wednesday, and then I think we get a little break late in the week. Oh, there could be an isolated shower Thursday. But I think we're dry Friday. Friday's a little cooler in the 60s, and then more showers and thunderstorms back to the 70s on Saturday before that cold front delivers some significantly cooler air back behind it. A week from now, won't be wearing jackets, we'll be wearing coats. Right now this morning, calm winds, mist, and 69 at 8:07.
Mr. Electric presents the most electrifying story of the day. For service, installation, and upfront pricing, call Mr. Electric at 334-245-1566. Here with today's high voltage news, it's Greg Budell.
Things are always changing, tastes, styles, and trends, but I was a bit surprised to see this, especially given how hard these beverages are marketed, that America's consumption of wine has gone down by 1%. Yeah. For the first time in 25 years. I mean, even back to the time of Orson Welles promoting Ernest and Julio Gallo, who will sell no wine before its time. But that's not all. Beer drinking has gone down for the fourth consecutive year. 2.3%. Overall, we drank more than last year than we...
More alcohol in general, but less beer and wine.
Yeah. Right. And what has replaced those items? Hard liquor and seltzers. Let me count down the top five hard liquors for you.
Okay.
Number five.
Gin. Never understood the appeal of gin.
It's got a wild taste to it, doesn't it?
It almost, it's close to medicine. I know it doesn't smell like medicine, but it's about as close to me.
To me, scotch is almost the hardest would be to drink.
Yep. So gin number five.
Number four.
Tequila. Maybe we'll play the tequila bit coming out of this break. That's always fun.
Number three.
Rum. Dee-dum-dum.
Boy, if you ever go to the Caribbean, folks, get ready for some rum, because that's what every drink seems to have.
Number two.
Vodka.
Yep.
Vodka.
What's number one, then?
And number one.
Good old whiskey.
Oh. Brown liquor.
You know, and they do. It used to be that nobody advertised hard liquor on in TV commercials. They wouldn't accept those ads for whatever reason.
Until recently, now you start to see them.
And I think they should reject them again because they're dumb. The one that really annoys me, it's this kid. He's perfect for today's advertisers on a national basis because you can't tell what he is. He's in his early 20s, and he's flouncing through the streets, and everybody loves this kid. The people that are cutting down a tree, the people that are sitting on their porch, they always, he helps somebody, you know, unload their ground or what. And the whole time he's swinging that familiar blue bag of Crown Royal. And finally he gets to where he's going. It's his mother's house. And he's inside his mother's house, and they're toasting in the middle of the day, you know, some Crown Royal. I don't know about you, and I don't mean to sound like a hardliner. I'm hardly Mr. Temperance, because it was my alcohol. But that, there's something about that that just...
Drinking hard liquor with mom in the middle of the day?
Yeah. Yeah, that just... and what says, I love you, Mom, more than toasting a glass of Crown Royal and slugging it back? I love you, Mom.
Well, you know, if you're in Mississippi.
Actually, this appears to be like a neighborhood in New York. It's probably AOC's district. Anyway, that's the big news. Beer down for four consecutive years. Wine down 1% from last year. And the hard alcohols on the rise.
But Leon is getting larger.
Well, our wine consumption is shrinking.
And Leon's getting larger.
Never disappoints.
What is... Okay. What is that referencing? I know it comes from Airplane.
It's...
What is he referencing?
It's a non-sequitur moment, because he had, you know, he was the guy that kept popping in and out of scenes through the whole movie.
Right.
He's the guy that unplugged the airport lights. What's his name? I can't remember his name.
Yeah, and he says, "Look, kind of looks like a big Tylenol."
Yeah,
the aircraft.
Well, I know who said it.
I can make a hat, a brooch.
But I didn't know if he was referencing something that I didn't get.
There's a sale at Penny's.
He just jumps into. It's a shot of a chubby old white guy, right, in the movie.
Oh yeah.
And he comes bouncing into the scene out of nowhere.
Hugs him
from behind and kind of shakes his jelly belly and says, "And Leon's getting larger."
I don't remember the line right before, but that's what
it kind of connects to that, but that's what made the movie so funny. And it lives on.
"And Leon's getting larger."
This is so stupid.
Hey, this isn't the library. It's our morning show. So if you're looking for But yeah, that rain. Is that going to be the soundtrack for my nap? That looks great. Yeah,
Riders on the Storm.
The timing is just perfect.
Dun, 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 dun.
11 minutes after 8, we thank Mr. Electric. You will too. Anytime you need an electrical repair or installation, it's not something to try and figure out on your own. Don't read Electricity for Dummies. That's not recommended. Master Certified Electricians, That's who you'll find at Mr. Electric. And when you need them, they make an appointment time that's convenient for you. And that is the specific time they show up to do the work. We've had them put in security lighting, motion-activated security lighting, fix a lighting issue. For some reason, our home's previous owner put nice motion-activated lights on the front of the house but never ran any wire to them. So we got that addressed. They put in our Ring doorbell system because we wanted it to work. So, yeah, I guess you could do some of that stuff on your own, but I would rather trust somebody that knows their way around electricity, provides great service, and then when they're done, they clean up any mess or debris that's created from the install, and they're on. And they give you an upfront price, and that is what you'll pay. Mr. Electric, the gold standard. 245-1566 or visit MrElectricOfMontgomery.com. It's 812.
Alabama News Network. I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. Senator Clyde Chambliss of Prattville is pushing to repeal the state's 4% grocery tax in the upcoming legislative session. Right now, money from the tax is used to fund the state's education systems. He says he is researching how to replace the money generated from the tax. The Montgomery County School Board is expected to vote on Life Academy's charter school proposal tonight. That vote will happen tonight at a special called meeting at MPS headquarters. And no arrests after a man was shot and killed in Montgomery over the weekend. Montgomery police say 32-year-old James McCord was found shot to death in his car in the 5900 block of Monticello Drive Sunday afternoon. Police are investigating what may have led up to the shooting. Call Crime Stoppers if you have any information. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Hi, Rich Thomas here for Don Duncan, All-American Tire and Auto. All three locations are staffed with top-notch certified technicians who have state-of-the-art diagnostic technology to determine the cause of the engine issue. Now, one reason people don't get their car serviced on a regular basis is time. Don Duncan's All-American Tire takes that excuse away with customer service that will absolutely exceed your highest expectations. I know. I've been a customer for a long time. I can drop my car off. They'll take me to my home and pick me up when the work is finished. They make it so convenient. Oh, and when you need tires, there's no need to shop. Don Duncan has established direct relationships with all the major tire brands. So don't fall for this buy three, get one free scam. Get your tires wholesale price that always includes installation. Value, unsurpassed customer service at all three Don Duncan locations. Highway 14 in Millbrook behind the McDonald's, on Bell Road north of Vaughan, and at 408 Madison downtown.
If you want to save $1,000 on a new 15-SEER heating and AC unit,
call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad.
You'll always get honest advice and services to choose from to best fit your budget. If you want free service calls by getting on Chad's maintenance plan,
call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad.
Chad's AC Direct can finance repairs and system replacements at 0% interest with approved credit. Chad's AC Direct will save you money. Call 264-6464. And like the girls say,
call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad.
Alabama license number 9224.
What are the top five reasons for a Krispy Kreme fundraiser? They're profitable, fast, simple, affordable, and successful. Selling delicious Krispy Kreme donuts to family, friends, neighbors, or in high-traffic areas could generate significant funds for your organization. Visit Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway or at KrispyKreme.com for more fundraising ideas.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1. WACV. News Talk 93.1. And now, a message from Morgan Freeman.
Happy Tuesday. Did you know the toaster was invented on this day in 1852? Well, that's a lie, but it sounds true because Morgan Freeman said it.
Do you have feelings of inadequacy?
Yes.
Do you suffer from shyness?
Yes.
Do you sometimes wish you were more assertive?
Yes.
If you answered yes to any of these questions, ask your doctor or pharmacist about tequila.
Tequila.
Tequila is the safe, natural way to feel better and more confident about yourself and your actions. Tequila can help ease you out of your shyness and let you tell the world that you're ready and willing to do just about anything. You'll notice the benefits of tequila almost immediately. And with a regimen of regular regular doses, you can overcome any obstacles that prevent you from living the life you want to live. Shyness and awkwardness will be a thing of the past, and you'll discover many talents you never knew you had. Stop hiding and start living with tequila. Tequila may not be right for everyone. Women who are pregnant or nursing should not use tequila. However, women who wouldn't mind nursing or becoming pregnant are encouraged to try it. Side effects may include dizziness, nausea, vomiting, incarceration, erotic lustfulness, loss of motor control, loss of clothing, loss of money, loss of virginity, delusions of grandeur, table dancing, headache, dehydration, dry mouth, and a desire to sing karaoke and play all night rounds of strip poker, truth or dare, and naked twister. Warning, the consumption of alcohol may make you think you're whispering when you're not, is a major factor in dancing like a retard, may cause you to tell your friends over and over again that you're in love with them, also may cause you to think you can sing. Alcohol may lead you to believe that ex-lovers are really dying for you to telephone them at 4 a.m. Alcohol may make you think you can logically converse with members of the opposite sex without spitting. It may create the illusion that you are tougher, smarter, faster, and better looking than most people. And it may lead you to think people are laughing with you. Alcohol may cause pregnancy. And it also may be a major factor in getting your ass kicked. So what are you waiting for? Stop hiding and start living with tequila.
I had a minute to myself outside. Just talk 93.1 FM, WACB at 817. And I gave this a lot of thought.
I got unused conundrums if you wanted to look those over.
Well, but we
I
have
just
this,
thought about that.
We have this baffling sound.
Yes, you do. The animal, that's yeah, right.
The animal
and,
sound.
And as part of my you only live once, life is short mantra.
Stop doing this. It's been a good year.
Jeez.
And it's only January.
Yeah. God. I have decided that rather than hold this dollar until January of 2021, especially the way the first 14 days of this year are going.
Oh, no.
I'm going to add it to the Seafood Bistro jackpot. How about that?
Okay.
Guess what? I'm gonna see that dollar.
No.
Raise you a shiny nickel.
Now there's $3 involved. How about that?
Wait a minute. You're giving him...
Sorry, I saw that dollar and I raised him one. So
we have
$3.
Okay,
sorry,
you can $3. Get a $10 meal and leave a $3 tip and be a big shot without spending your own money.
While you're staying in castles and Sheratons.
That's 30% tip, everybody. That's pretty good.
I am humbled. I am humbled by your wealth, Rich.
Yes.
So, let's do the mystery sound. It is a creature of some type. Identify this.
Okay.
This species is indigenous to North America.
All right.
That narrows it down.
North America.
I think. I'm not really sure.
So it's not a...
I have no idea what it is.
So we can rule out koala?
Yes. It is definitely not a koala. So if you can call 272-9228 and identify the creature, you'll win the $10 Seafood Bistro gift card and $3 in cash.
$3.
Two of which came from Rich, but we're not going to tell you which two are from him because they're probably worth more. Because
yeah, right.
You could probably go on eBay and sell those for...
Rich Thomas touched this money!
So... Rich Thomas money?
Yeah, I like that. Rich Thomas money. So, again, identify this little beast. And win all of that cash.
Whoa.
272-9228. Yeah. It is 20 minutes after. While Jay is queuing up calls, let's get a traffic report in. Back it up on your building.
Good morning. This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We had a minor accident earlier at the 143 on-ramp from Millbrook on I-65 southbound. We are still showing some slow traffic on 65 southbound into the city. Use caution right there. I-85, we got heavy traffic inbound this morning and slowdowns from Chantilly Parkway to Taylor Road from before the East Boulevard past Perryhill Road to Ann Street and Mulberry. We have a lot of traffic on the East Boulevard, both sides of I-85. Troy Highway and the East-South Boulevard congested there down to Baptist. We still have a lot of traffic on the road this morning. Please drive carefully, slow down, and buckle up. Are you looking for a new career? Scholarships are available at Trenton State Community College in welding, certified nursing assistant, truck driving, emergency medical technology, and precision machining. Call Trenton State now for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. I'm Wendell Jones.
I'm Stuart Vance. Call the Vance Law Firm locally at 333-3333. Just dial 3 to talk to me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
All right. Big money on the line here. A $10 TV Bistro gift card and $3 in cash for the person that can identify this sound. And the creature that's making it, and we start with Cam.
Hey.
Hey, how you doing this morning?
Good morning. How are you?
Pretty good. Yeah, it's a pup.
It's a what?
A wolf pup.
A wolf pup.
This guy sounds like he knows what he's wolf talking pup. About. A wolf pup. That is!
Now, how you said it so confidently. How did you know that?
Because I look at Reddit, too.
I remember seeing it on Reddit, yes. I didn't know it was a wolf pup, though. I thought it was just a regular dog.
Okay.
But I saw it the other day as well.
I'm just amazed, though, with all the on Reddit that you were able to come across that particular little factoid.
If you go over to the popular section, you'll see stuff like that.
Okay.
Oh, no. I just browse through the main page.
I got you.
Yeah, well, popular, yes.
Well, you won.
You're pretty wealthy.
Yeah, $10 in a Visa gift card and $3 in cash, two of which came from Rich Thomas's wallet.
Oh, goodness. Course, well, I appreciate it.
That's subject to taxes and stuff.
You're right, of course.
Yeah, we will send you a 1099 after the first of next year so you don't get caught with the government.
All right, hang on the line, man.
We got to play it straight. Hey, T-Spear.
I mean, I tell you what, one day you get a chance to actually call in and participate then some guy goes and has your own gift.
Did you know what it was?
Did you have the right answer?
It was either going to be the wolf or it was going to be a fox kit. Oh, either one, they sound almost the same.
Right.
It's really hard to tell the difference.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason that I was going to say fox is I was watching Propaganda Broadcasting Services television a couple of weeks ago, and they had an article on about Arctic wolves. The baby sounded very similar to that.
I got you.
The Arctic fox, and they sounded very similar to that.
I thought you got it.
They definitely don't
watch
sound
fox
like
news.
A baby. No.
I got you.
No. Yeah. They definitely don't sound like baby Karen Terriers, I can tell you that.
No.
Right.
Because I have a new one. Anyway, y'all have a wonderful day.
Thanks for trying. I appreciate it. Sorry you didn't get the loot.
Yeah, I know. That's got to be, somebody probably, that may have made a difference.
She's going to have to live with that for the rest of her life.
Well, we'll just try and come up with another contest. Did you do it long ago in this town, in Chicago? When I was, before I was ever in the business. Stations to do a contest, and you had to answer the phone. And one of them was WMAQ is going to make me rich. And they would call it at random, but you would call your friends, and they would answer the phone. WMAQ is going to make me rich because they thought it might be the radio station.
That was an effective kind of promotion.
You know what? We could do that here and
$3,
giving people a picture of your face. Here's Rich.
What?
Nothing. I'm desperate for material here. But before the desperation continues, and we hear from Mental Meredith on the latest on the royal family, here's Jay to whip up a frenzy for the great menu at the Seafood Bistro.
Fantastic menu at the Seafood Bistro. You cannot go wrong there. If you like seafood and you like bistros, then the Seafood Bistro is for you. Just go to Perry Hill Road, 1651 Perry Hill Road, 279-7500 is their number. They open up at 11 a.m. today and every day. And yes, seafood is on the main menu, but you can also go with, you want to do a salad? They got salads. You can do that if you want to. You can actually have seafood in the salad, grilled or fried, if you want to go that route as well. And they're pretty big salads, by the way. They also have the red beans and rice.
Ooh.
If you want to do that, of the gumbo that they've got there, the NOLA style barbecue shrimp, shrimp and grits. Again, plenty of options for you at the Seafood Bistro. See the entire menu of options at their website. Go to theseafoodbistro.com. You can put your order in there if you'd like to do that. You can also use one of the delivery apps to have it delivered to your home, maybe the office if you want to do that. Can't break away, they can bring it to you. Don't forget to like and follow them on Facebook as well. And don't forget, theseafoodbistro.com for, of course, the Seafood Bistro.
All right, 826 with her take on the drama involving Harry and Meghan.
Megxit,
yes, as it's called. Here's Menthol Meredith.
Well, the Queen's got her panties all in a wad just because Harry and Meghan don't want to be all highfalutin no more. And I got a message for the Queen. Get a grip, y'all bag. You think you got family drama? Shoot. My Uncle Radon married our cousin, Big Fat Sheila, and since she was in prison at the time, he didn't even realize they was related. Then, when she got paroled, she wanted to surprise him, so she showed up at the family reunion, only to find Radon shacking up with her best friend, Trailer Park Tammy, in the back of Big Fat Sheila's own Corolla. She was ticked off, but she wasn't acting all melodramatic like the Queen, throwing hissy fits and calling family meetings. Nope. She just lightly tased them both, then went back into the family reunion and made herself a big old plate of brisket. The moral of the story is, if you don't like how people are acting, tase them and move on. And to Harry and Meghan, I know y'all are used to staying at castles and Sheratons, but if y'all ever need a place to crash, my trailer ain't fancy, but it is a double wide, and I got an oscillating fan.
So, Bubba, this is the house we're going to hit tonight.
Ooh, it's super dark.
Yeah, it's perfect.
If your house doesn't have sufficient outdoor lighting, it's a prime target for burglars and vandals. That's why you should call Crosby Electric today.
Okay, Bubba, you run up to the back door.
Well, I'm not running in the dark. That's dangerous.
Bubba's right. The experts at Crosby Electric can install attractive outdoor lighting that makes it safer for you and your guests to navigate around steps, pools, and other tripping hazards.
Here, Bubba, use this flashlight.
Oh, thanks. Ooh, they got some expensive landscaping. They could really make this pop with some nice accent lighting.
Will you get moving?
Okay, okay.
Oh, no, they got motion sensor lights. Let's get out of here.
Ooh, is that an arborvitae? Wow.
Get in the car, Bubba.
All right.
Outdoor lighting from Crosby Electric. It just makes sense for a lot of reasons. Visit CrosbyElectric.com or call 272-2085.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
Live local talk, the River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
And it seems to me it's just not right that a candle smells like wind.
Yeah.
Instead of wind, look, it's Quinn.
That story is everywhere. I can't imagine.
Doesn't just smell like her, but yeah.
The level of self-indulgence to have a candle.
Yeah, to say.
I mean, first of all, how do you isolate the aroma so you can then make candle wax?
Well, that begs the question. How do you imitate it?
Right.
Yeah.
It's sold out, though.
Why? Why? Because it's a novelty.
I guess so. Yeah. Everybody wants to say, hey, come on over. Guess
you
what?
You know, your house smells like...
I want to, and maybe one day, maybe some afternoon, when we, you know, I usually hit full news fatigue about 3:15. Mm-hmm. But I still got plenty of stuff to discuss till we get to the roll call around 4 o'clock. And I was surfing the back channels on my cable looking for a movie that I hadn't seen 8,000 times. They put the same stuff on there. It's the same movies.
Which one?
Every once in a while, it's Stars Encore.
Oh, yeah.
There's one original series on there that I've watched called Sweet Bitter, and it's about a New York restaurant, and it's actually was pretty engaging. But they only do 6 episodes a year, so I'm waiting for April for that. But there was a movie called The Onion. And I thought, I wonder if this is about The Onion satirical news site, which has been around for a long, long time.
I don't think it is.
I think it went under.
It is. Is it?
Did it stop?
No, the Onion. No, they're still doing their thing.
Babylon Bee has, in my opinion, surpassed the Onion. But basically, the Onion movie, I DVR'd it and watched it, and I'm telling you, if you see it on your cable, watch it.
Okay.
It's really off the wall, but some of the humor, yeah.
Oh, it is funny.
Take my word for it. There are some...
What are you, 9 years old in fourth grade?
There's definitely some of that. But basically, it's a parody of the movie Network, where you have this grizzled, graying anchor who gets fed up with the corporate influence on his newscast. Mm-hmm. But the commercials and the stories and stuff they run in between are really, really funny. And it's very, very politically incorrect, which is another thing I liked about it. The movie, I guess, was made in 2005. I don't remember it. I was here, so I have not seen it. If it comes up, or maybe you can find it, Redbox or one of your streaming sites, it's worth, I think it's about 85 to 90 minutes long. I laughed out loud at a bunch of the stuff in there.
I'm forcing myself to see all the up for Best Picture, and Marriage Story yesterday was intense.
You put yourself through that every year, right?
Yeah,
better or for worse.
Yeah, yeah.
832.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. Truckers, listen up. Would you like to be home every weekend and two nights during the week? Then you need to get in contact with Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest. Family-owned, family-operated. Wiley Sanders cares about you and your family. Wiley Sanders Trucking. Call them today.
All right, that massive rain that we've been tracking all morning long, the one that's going to be dominating much of our day today, is now the leading edge, Talladega, Sylacauga to around Selma. It's already misting in Autauga County, misting through the river region. So periods of showers and storms today, locally heavy downpours. A couple of the storms could be strong. I noticed there's a couple of severe thunderstorm warnings over in Mississippi right now. Spring-like warmth. Mid-70s today, mid-60s for the overnight low tonight. Just another day in April, folks. Upper 70s tomorrow with scattered showers and thunderstorms. Could get a little break late in the week. An isolated shower perhaps on Thursday in the 70s. And then a little cooler, 60s on Friday, but dry. And then more showers and thunderstorms on Saturday. That's a cold front approaching that'll bring a big change. Much cooler air starting Sunday. And then even cooler next week. In fact, colder next week early. Right now this morning, it's a little mist out there at the airport. 69 at this hour here at 8:34.
Looking to save money in 2020? Shift your high-interest credit card balances to a new card from ASE and receive 0% interest for 12 months. Apply online or visit a branch today. ASE Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE. Terms and conditions apply. Equal opportunity lender.
Let me talk to you about Lightstream. They're a division of SunTrust Bank. Now, okay, the holidays are over now. It's a brand new year. You're thinking about those high-interest credit cards that you used over the holidays and the bills that'll be coming in. Here's an idea that will ease your mind. Pay off your credit card balances and save with a credit card consolidation loan from Lightstream. You can roll multiple credit card payments into just one low payment at a fixed rate. Lightstream credit card consolidation loans have rates as low as 5.95% APR with auto pay. Much lower than the national average interest rate, which is over 20%. Plus, there's absolutely no fees, no application fee, no origination fee, no transaction fees, no prepayment penalties. I went to their website and they've got this cool calculator. You put in the loan amount, you put in the terms and months that you want to pay, and it calculates it for you. Oh, and just for our listeners, apply now and get a special interest rate discount. Now, the only way you can get this discount is to go to lightstream.com/WACV. All right, lightstream.com/WACV. Do it today.
Subject to credit approval, rate includes 0.50% auto pay discount. Terms and conditions apply and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit lightstream.com/WACV for more information.
Morning, Murr. Nominees up next.
Good morning, Montgomery Skywatch Traffic with your latest update. We still have a lot of traffic on I-85 and 65 this morning. Still a slowdown on I-65 southbound past the on-ramp from Millbrook, 143. on I-85 southbound. Heavy traffic inbound to Montgomery from Chantilly Parkway to Taylor Road. Also from the East Boulevard past Perry Hill to Ann Street and Mulberry. A lot of congestion around the city on the Boulevard. Troy Highway still busy inbound. Use caution wherever you are. And if you're on Highway 80 headed out by the airport, we've got a disabled vehicle out that way. Watch out for it as you motor out of the city. Buckle up and drive carefully wherever you are bound today. Are you looking for a new career? Scholarships are available at Trenton State Community College in welding, certified nursing assistant, truck driving, emergency medical technology, and precision machining. Call Trenton State now. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
Get the tiger on your side and get the money you deserve. Call the Vance Law Firm, 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. No arrests after a man was shot and killed in Montgomery over the weekend. Montgomery police say 32-year-old James McCord was found shot to death in his car in the 5900 block of Monticello Drive Sunday afternoon. Police are still investigating what may have led up to the shooting. Senator Clyde Chambliss of Prattville is pushing to repeal the state's 4% grocery tax in the upcoming legislative session. Right now, money from the tax is used to fund the state's education systems. He says he's researching how to replace the money generated from the tax. And the Montgomery County School Board is expected to vote on Life Academy's charter school proposal tonight. That vote will happen tonight at a special called meeting at MPS headquarters. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
David Little, Tucker Pecan's in the house. New Year's underway and a big sale going on right now down at Tucker.
This is that time of the year we all love when everything at Tucker Pecan is 50 to 75% off, with the exception of the pecans and candies. But, I mean, if you need jewelry, purses, jellies, jams, anything like that or any kind of great gift, we have it at Tucker Pecan from 50 to 75% off. And there's still a lot of great items left in the store that you can come by and pick up. And you know what? Hey, everybody's always having a birthday or just a thank you, or maybe you forgot somebody. Well, you know what? We've got your gift at Tucker Pecan, and it is 50 to 75% off. You will not find that anywhere with the selection that we have at Tucker Pecan. Corksicles, all kinds of great corksicle items, all kinds of great gifts. Anything you can imagine, we have on sale at Tucker Pecan Company.
Tell them where you're located.
We're located at 350 North McDonough Street in downtown Montgomery. You can check us out on the web at tuckerpecan.com or call us 262-4470 or like us on Facebook.
Truly blessed and extremely grateful. This is Pat Atkins at AKD, Screen Printing, Embroidery, and Advertising Specialties, wishing you and yours a happy new year and a very fruitful 2020. Blessed to serve this community for the past 33 years. Grateful to our many wonderful customers that have allowed AKD to be their provider for screen printed and embroidered apparel, as well as specialty advertising products over that time. If you are one of those customers, thank you. If you are not one, AKD would love the opportunity to earn your business. So if you're in need of t-shirts, uniforms, spirit wear, casual corporate wear, or promotional items, give AKD a call today. AKD, blessed and grateful to be able to offer great products and service at competitive prices. Call us at our Montgomery office, 277-8433, or our Prattville office, 361-2133, or check us out online at goakd.com. That's goakd.com.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Breaking news.
Britain's Queen Elizabeth says her family supports Harry and Meghan's desire to step back from official royal duties. And the matter has rocked Buckingham Palace for the past week.
It's terrible. It's science run amok.
A catastrophic choice.
Oh, no. What are they doing?
Oh, no.
Fire and brimstone coming down from the skies. Rivers and seas boiling.
40 years of darkness, earthquakes, volcanoes.
The dead rising from the grave. Ah!
Son of a...
We'll be right back after this.
Oh, it's a... by the way, I think they can add this to the articles of impeachment, because Megxit, Meghan and Harry said they will not move to the U.S. until Trump is out of office.
Is that right?
I think that's another reason to impeach him, don't you? I mean,
oh, yeah, but
they can't have Meghan and Harry hanging around in Canada for the next 5 years.
Well, they're
going to
be
years.
Hanging around with Trudeau, who's...
Well, he's just a magnificent leader. He really is. Speaking of magnificent leaders, let's bring in former Secretary of State and the great American Ayatollah.
In America, you have a right to be stupid.
John Kennedy, like that, the American Ayatollah. POS with your bumbling. It's time for today's Morning Maroon Nominee. Dumbest of the dumb. And we start... I may have to put a disclaimer on this one. In fact, I am.
All right.
Warning. The following contains language of a frank and explicit nature. Discretion is advised.
Maybe two.
Due to mature adult content, parental discretion is advised.
The following program is intended for mature audiences.
What are you, 9 years old in fourth grade?
All right. Every man wants to be manly.
Where are you going with this?
Every
when
man.
When the timing is right. So, in a sort of way, I can understand this guy in Reynosa, Mexico. Yeah. He, I guess, was in the mood and wanted to make sure he didn't disappoint his lover, so he took a pill. It wasn't one of those little blue pills, one of those blue diamonds. He took a stimulant that's used for breeding bulls. Okay. He ended up in the hospital. You know how they give you that disclaimer on those pills? Anything that lasts beyond 4 hours?
Right, yeah.
No, I got you.
The medical
consult
term.
A doctor, yes.
And to not be juvenile about this, it's called a priapism.
Oh.
I know that sounds like a religion. Maybe it is. But 4 hours, it you know, you can have a stroke. Well, that doesn't sound good either. Anyway, 3 days. 3 days, this bull stimulant. Put him in the hospital, his excuse for the doctors, and it's illegal to take a medication that's designed for breeding animals. He wanted to, quote, have a successful encounter with a young woman of 30 years. They were able to perform surgery and help this guy out.
I don't know what kind of surgery that would be, but I don't know.
I know.
You don't want to know.
That's why I told you that story with my legs crossed. Okay. Nominee number two. It's a duet at GM. Now, think about it. You get a good gig at GM. You're an engineer. You're designing Corvettes, right? That's got to be a six-figure-plus gig.
Yeah.
So a couple of guys who work for Corvette, 27-year-old Alexander Thim and 30-year-old Mark Durkath from Windsor, Ontario, two engineers working at the Corvette Stingray plant in Bowling Green, Kentucky, decided after hours when they were having a couple of cocktails, let's just take a couple of our Stingray prototypes and race them on the street, not on their testing ground, not in the track that they've got built, so they can test cars and new features.
Right.
They were clocked going 120 miles an hour in a 45-mile-an-hour zone in Bowling Green. They were immediately arrested, charged with racing a motor vehicle on a public highway, reckless driving and speeding. GM says it's investigating. Yeah. I have a feeling that both of those two.
Brilliant.
Yeah.
Brilliant.
Great gigs, racing, and intoxicated.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, the current price of a vet is $60,000. That's crazy.
The new vet is coming out too.
The first new one I bought was about seven something.
Yeah. Was it fire engine red? What was the one that you repainted the color?
Oh, that was started out as a beige.
Beige.
It was nice. But
turned a different color for us.
Pamela Krause said I like black ones better, so okay. So I had it painted black, and then when that ended up with a mushroom cloud over it, I painted it white to forget her, but then the black paint started showing through the white paint. I don't know what happened to it after that.
Now, didn't it look like a cow?
I think I bought a Corolla.
Dairy cow.
There was the ad for the all-electric Mustang during the game last night.
Oh?
It's it looks slick.
That's nice, but you know what? What do they think is producing the electricity that you charge these cars with? It's mostly fossil fuels. So get real. Mm. Anyway, our third nominee, 34-year-old guy named Nicholas Glasgow, who's not from Scotland, but Iowa City, Iowa. He works as a yoga instructor. Back in September, he was at a movie theater to see Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. Someone else in the theater was using their phone. After the movie ended, he confronted the guy and told him to apologize for ruining the movie for him. Before the guy could even say, "I'm sorry," he started punching him. Even though this happened back in September, the arrest warrant for Nicholas just went out Friday, and he's been charged with assault and criminal mischief. Yeah, that's annoying. It's terribly annoying when somebody is, you know, got something going on during a film.
Right.
But a yoga instructor should have a little more control of that, don't you think? So who do we like the best? I'm kind of with the...
Maybe the stiff dilemma, or the bull pill dropper.
You know, really, we may have done a great public service there.
Yeah, do not.
Don't take animal sex drugs.
Who's got them?
I'm Rick Peters for Blue Water Broadcasting. There's been an epidemic of people taking animal sex drugs. We're very concerned about this. If you have a contrasting or opposing view, let's talk to... Oh, so who do we pick? Those guys?
Yeah, sure. Sure,
go with them. Okay, all right, double.
What an imbecile. What an ultramaroon.
Bozy is too. Otis...
Hey, good morning. I know it's kind of late, Greg, but yep. You know, if that first morning maroon, and you had a great set this morning, by the way, but if that first one did not win it.
Greg always has a great set.
I'd say the voting was rigged if he didn't win it.
Yeah.
Oh.
It was rigged.
Yeah.
But, you know, I believe if he had went and climbed off in one of those cryo tanks, he probably would have been all right. You know,
well, yes and no on that, Otis.
The cold will do it.
But we're out of time. Our 4 hours is up. You have a good day, my friend. 8:48.
Traffic is brought to you by Alabama Dumpster Service.
Dispose of your business waste in the bright red containers of Alabama Dumpster Service. They're there when you need them and quickly picked up through Alabama Dumpster's affordably priced waste removal. Call 334-288-1500 or visit alabamadumpster.com.
Montgomery Skywatch Traffic with your latest update. We still have a lot of traffic on I-85 and 65 this morning. Still a slowdown on I-65 southbound past the on-ramp from Millbrook 143. On I-85 southbound, heavy traffic inbound to Montgomery from Chantilly Parkway to Taylor Road. Also from the East Boulevard past Perry Hill to Ann Street and Mulberry. A lot of congestion around the city on the Boulevard. Troy Highway still busy inbound. Use caution wherever you are. And if you're on Highway 80 headed out by the airport, we've got a disabled vehicle out that way. Watch out for it as you motor out of the city. Buckle up and drive carefully wherever you are bound today. Are you looking for a new career? Scholarships are available at Trenton State Community College in welding, certified nursing assistant, truck driving, emergency medical technology, and precision machining. Call Trenton State now. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
If you've been injured in an accident, you can hire the Vance Law Firm with no out-of-pocket expense to you.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Once upon a time, if you had a water leak under your house or a broken drain line, the only solution was to dig. Don't dig a hole. Call Cole. Cole Plumbing can repair any damaged or leaking pipes without digging in most cases. Cole Plumbing relines, repairs, and renews your pipes and with minimal interruption to your routine. All work comes with a limited warranty. Call Cole Plumbing today at 279-8919. And remember, you don't have to dig a hole. You can call Cole. Call 279-8919 today.
Traditionally, plumbers repair defective water, sewer, drain, and other pipelines by digging holes, breaking into floors, slabs, or walls. This type of destruction is a last resort at Cole Plumbing. With our unique pipelining technology, we can eliminate demolition that causes extreme inconvenience, disruption, and expense. Also, it's safer. So don't dig a hole. Call on Cole at 279-8919 or find us at coleplumbing.com. You'll be pleased you did. And remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
I'm Ralph Holly with Holly's Home Furnishings. I've been advertising with Blue Water for over 2 years and have seen tremendous results. As a family-owned business, it's great to do business with a family-owned business like Blue Water Broadcasting.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
A highly placed politician talks about the Health and Wealth Show.
Nobody's ever seen anything like this.
The Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest. Weeknights at 6 p.m. on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
And now, a star is born. On January 14, 1915, the world welcomed little baby Mark Goodson. When the Family Feud and Price is Right creator was born, his mother asked, "Is it a girl?" "Sorry, Mom. Survey says it's a boy." Mark Goodson, a star is born.
We should do that contest again. Jay Scott is the good son of who?
and had what dogs?
Yeah. All right, when you don't feel like working out, which for me is often, what's your top excuse?
Tired.
That's number one.
Busy.
58%. Busy is number two. And three is the most honest. I just don't want to go. These are things surveyed 10 years into the new year, 2,000 people who have... 58% of whom have already broken resolutions to do more of that. Do something practical. Make a resolution to learn how to get the weeds out of your lawn, grow a better garden. There's all kinds of things you can do with the help of Randy Burkhalter at Prattville Farm Center. How you doing, my friend?
Well, I'm doing good. Yeah, you hit the nail on the head there. We're doing, matter of fact, got a ton of soil samples to do today. Get them out. And,
I'm so ashamed. I have. You've asked me to bring it for a couple of years, and well, I keep forgetting, as Michael McDonald once said.
Well, I know you got a lot of other stuff going on, and most everybody else does too. That's why, if you know, want to take over, for example, the lawn care at your home, and you know, want to be a little educated in what you're doing, and not just depend on a lawn service or something, that's where we come in. We can provide information on what is there or not there in the soil and correct that. And of course, here's what we do different, Greg. You know, we do things differently. We don't just hand you the soil sample report and say, there it is, good luck. No, I actually do a pretty extensive report with it and address all the deficiencies and kind of lay out a plan for.
I think you're getting my neighborhood organized because everybody takes pretty good care of their lawn. Everybody's got the same problems this winter with the pink flower weed, whatever that is.
Yeah, henbit.
Yeah, henbit. And then now the dandelions are coming out. It's everywhere.
We've had a mild winter and, certainly plenty of moisture, so there's a lot of weeds that are popping up really quick, and we have herbicides that are specifically geared for activation in cool weather. Some herbicides don't work so well in cool weather. Others that are more specifically designed to work better in cool weather, we can guide people in those purchases and make sure they get the right product for the right weed at the right time of the year.
Well, that's what makes such a big difference, and that's why people should choose you, because you don't just have the products at a great price. You have the wisdom on how to use it properly, and you don't sell people stuff they don't need.
No, we don't just go grab the cheapest thing off the shelf and say, try this. We dig a little more into the... Each person has different situations, honestly. Every person's got...
I'm making this resolution in front of Jay and in front of Rich. I'm bringing you a soil sample this year.
You have resolved.
Before June. How about that?
A soil sample, not a soiled sample.
A soil sample. Sample from my yard. There you go. Randy,
you
give
know,
us
I,
your...
Greg, I've always liked to have be able to say that I got the dirt on Greg.
Look at the time.
I didn't know you were friends with Rich. Randy, we need your location and hours.
Boy, if I did his soil sample, I'd have the dirt on everybody.
You have dirt you could sell on eBay for a price.
Yeah. We're down here in Prattville at 1154 South Memorial, which is just about a third of a mile south of McDonald's, the right-hand side. 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. is our business hour, 7 to 2 on Saturday. And Sunday, we're going to be in church.
I know this because I know Mrs. B. Thank you for your time, Randy.
All right, bud. Thanks.
I just see it now. Why is somebody out in Rich Thomas's front yard? Why is Greg Goodell out in front of Rich Thomas's house
getting
with
the
hole?
Yeah, getting the dirt.
He's getting the dirt on Rich Thomas.
Yeah. Joey's going to join us in less than 2 minutes.
Hey, have you heard about what's happening at Wind Creek Casino and Hotel?
No, but I've heard it's the coolest casino and hotel ever.
Well, now, if you join Wind Creek Rewards, they'll reimburse you with free play for up to $1,000.
They'll give me back as much as $1,000?
I know, right? They call it the new player promise, and they'll also throw in some free food so we don't go hungry.
Well, what are we waiting for? Let's go to Wind Creek Casino and Hotel.
New members only. Minimum $75 loss required. Visit windcreek.com for complete rules.
Hey, y'all, it's Lewis over at the Capitol Oyster Bar right down here on that beautiful Alabama River. Y'all were easy to get to if you had never been here. We're right off of I-65. Take that North Boulevard exit and then take the first exit. That's Louisville Street at the bottom of the ramp. Turn right, and turn right again. That's three times. Follow that to the end of the road, and you'll find us sitting on the river down here. We also got an RV park you're going to pass as you come by. That's right. You can bring your trailer down here and come spend the weekend or spend a month or two with us. Well, however long you want to stay, we'll be glad to keep you fed up and happy. We're also going to bring you some live entertainment. I'm talking about some killer shows. And this week, man, from Canada. She lives in Canada, born in Switzerland, plays all over the world. Sakura Saeeda is back at the Capitol Orchard Bar. It's her second visit. She hasn't been here in a few years, so we're real excited. Check it out at CapitolOysterBar.com. Do a little homework. Go to the Facebook page and check it out and see what you're going to miss if you don't get down here. We have a good time. We cook up fresh seafood from the Gulf. We got pontoon boats we rent out. We can find you something good to do on the river. Y'all get down here soon. Come hungry because we've been looking for you.
The River Region's 24-hour news talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Hey. We've got some breaking news, guys.
Instead of a horn, Teslas might start blaring a voice. CEO Elon Musk tweeted this video saying, quote, Teslas will soon talk to people. This is real.
Move your fat ass out of my way. Get out of my way, mother. If you were any uglier, it would be legal to euthanize you.
Some believe it could be a helpful safety measure or cause more road rage depending on what it says.
Right.
There's more junk in your trunk than mine.
We'll be right back after this.
I had it. 300ZX that spoke French. It was a used car that they brought from Canada.
Oh.
And she would be telling me my gas was, my fuel was low, but I didn't know what she was saying. And
that's got to be very helpful.
Your lights are on.
But today you get one of those translator apps on your phone, so you hold it up to the car when the car talks and translates what the car is trying to tell you. Of course, you'd probably end up in a giant wreck, but that's... How's young Joey
doing? Oh, I'm doing all right. You know, when my car's pretty low, you probably still do this as well. Yeah. I look at that little gauge right there.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Do you fill up at half tank or do you-